Hi, good evening. So we are going to continue on the idea of Antioch Nesagdola. So Antioch Nesagdola, we saw that they were the transitional moment from the generation of prophecy to the generation of rabbinical learning, what's called Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, what I want to focus tonight is we know two basic figures who were the beginning and the end of Antioch Nesagdola. We don't know much what they did, the people in between. We know that Ezra, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he's the one who establishes Antioch Knesset HaGdola in Eretz Yisrael. Shimon HaTzadik, the Mishnah says, is Mishiori Knesset HaGdola. He's the remnant, he's the one who is the leftover of Antioch Knesset HaGdola. And we have to see what their activities were at that time. So today we're going to talk about some activities tonight, and next week we're going to talk about, in 2 weeks we're going to talk about their droshes, meaning the integration of learning of Torah Shebaal Peh into Torah Shebichtav. But let's look at the Pasuk in Nehemiah. The Pasuk in Nehemiah in Perek Ches is like this, Vayosfu kol am ki shechad al rechova shelifnei shar hamayim, v'yomru le'ezra sofer le'avi et sefer Torat Moshe asher tzivah Hashem et Yisrael. So they asked Ezra to bring the Sefer Torah. ויביא עזרא כהן את התורה לפני הקהל מיש וידישה וכל מי ולשמוע ביום אחד לחודש השביעי. That was on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, he brings the Sefer Torah. ויקרא בו לפני הרחוב של בני שרמיים מן האור עד מחצית היום נגד נשים ונשים ומבינים ועושדי כל עם אל ספר התורה. So he goes ahead and he reads the Sefer Torah. ויעמוד עזרא הסופר על מגדל עץ אשר עשו לדבר, meaning it was a special tower. ויעמוד אצלו מתתיה ושם אבניה ואוריה וחלקיה ומסיעה על ימינו ומשמאלו פדיה מישאל מלכיה וחושם וחושבנה זכריה משולום. ויבטח עזרא לספר לעיני כולם כי מעל כולם היה וכי פתחו עמדו כולם. So he opens the sefer. Here the Gemara learns that this is the establishment of the public reading of Torah. This is Ezra, as we'll see, he was besaken in the public reading of Torah, and this was on Roshona. Vayvorach ezrat Hashem Elokim HaGodol. HaGodol, see the Gemara says that HaGodol means that they returned the greatness to Hashem. Vayinu chalam amen b'mo al edeh v'yikdu v'shtachavu l'Hashem apayim ha'arza. Now what I want to go ahead is just go to Pasuk Ches. Vayikru'u b'sefer b'torat Elokim meforash v'sum sechel v'yevinu b'mikra. Not only they read the Torah, but they wrote meforash, explaining it, v'sum sechel, with some kind of understanding, Vayavinu, with some sechel, meaning with some kind of knowledge of wisdom, Vayavinu b'mikra, and they understood the Pasuk. So in other words, not only did he read, he actually explained to them. So look at Gemara in the Dorim, the Aflam Ezamut Be says, Omar Rav Hanan Olomar Rav, Ma'id Yichsi V'reku B'Sefer Torah Elokim Meforash V'Sum Sechel V'Avinu B'Mikra, Vayikru B'Sefer Torah Elokim Ze Mikra. First he read them. Meforash, he first here gives them a pirush, an explanation, interpretation, ze targum. He translated the Torah according to our Mesorah. V'sum sechel, and he put some kind of sechel, which means of wisdom, elu hapsukim. These are the psukim. So Rashi says, elu hapsukim, nekudot amafsikot bim posuk leposuk. He taught them how to separate and how to turn the psukim into actual sentences. So he taught them how to divide the psukim in, because the psukim otherwise will be written. There are no punctuation. He told them how to punctuate. Vayavinu b'mikra ze pisuk teomim, v'yomru layla mesoiras. And maybe what it means, not the pisuk teomim, not he taught them how to give the toning, the teomim, but he taught them hamesoiras. Mesoiras mean the traditions. So here is the first time that there is a Kriyas HaTorah, that he does the Torah that is read in public. And not only he reads the Torah, he actually interprets the Torah. That's Ezra HaSofer. So Ezra HaSofer, we're going to see that Ezra HaSofer starts a movement which is called in Chazal, the Soferim. Chazal, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, why were they called Soferim, those initial members of Antioch Knesset HaGdola? And we'll see, and hopefully, Mr. Shem, next week we're going to talk. But what he did was not only reading the Torah, but he gives the translation, the interpretation, and he divides the Torah into such a way, because if you look at the Sefer Torah doesn't have any punctuation. He punctuates the Torah. That's what he does. He gives the Torah that people can actually read it and make sense out of it. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin is a famous Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, says like this. Omar mazuta v'tim aruk v'bitchila din ha-Torah lisoel b'chtav ivri v'loshon ha-kodesh. When the Torah was given, it was not given in Ksav Ashuris. The Ksav was called Ksav Ivri, and it was in Hebrew. Chozra v'didna lebi me'ezra. And in the time of Ezra, it was given again, b'chsav ashuris, the ksav ashuris, v'loshon arami, and it came to be translated. The Torah was not translated, meaning not in the language, which is the holy tongue, but in the language that they understood. Biru lem l'Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael decided to choose ksav ashuris v'loshon hakodesh. They left Ksav Asuris and Loshon HaKodesh, v'inichu l'idyotot, and they left to the simple people Ksav Ivris v'Loshon Arami, to leave the Sefer Torah in Ksav Ivri and Loshon Arami. Man hidyotos amarav chizda kutoi. The Kusim, they stated the Sefer Torah in the translated form. As you've seen, the Torah, there is such a thing as a translated form. Ezra translated, right, like an art scroll. But he didn't give the Sefer Torah. The Kedusha Sefer Torah is in Loshon HaKodesh, and the Targum will be separate. The Kusim took the Sefer Torah in its translated form and in Ksav Ivri. My Ksav Ivris, what's Ksav Ivris? Ksav Ivri is the Ksav of Ever Nahar. Omar Rav Chisda, Ksav Libuno. It's called Ksav Libuno. Rashi says it's a great Ksav. Anybody who knows Paleo Hebrew, it is something called a pictograph. It's very interesting because the letters are actually the translation of the words. Aleph is a bow. Beis is a little house. Gimel is a little camel. Mem is like waves, like water. Yud is a little hand, right? Meaning it's like the translation is a pictograph. It's very easy to read Ksav Ivri, to read Paleo Hebrew, because it's in, it's a pictograph, right? And it translates the word.
The Samaritan Bible, is that Ksav Ivri?
It's Ksav Ivri, for sure. The Samaritan Bible, Tiskusim, is Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ivri, according to this, Gemara is amazing, right? The Ksav Ivri is the original. Ksav Ashuri was actually Nischadesh by Ezra. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Rauya Ye Ezra Shitinosin Torah Lyode. Now this you have to understand, this Gemara is super important. Ezra should have been the one, he was as big as anybody to be able to give the Torah. Ilmole Kidma Moshe. The only reason he didn't give us the Torah is because Moshe did before. So you realize that Ezra is the one, his story here, that he goes and he reads the Torah and he presents it. It's in Chazal viewed as Matan Torah b'Madura Shtinyona. He was supposed to be Moshe. B'Moshe Oimer, Moshe Alay L'Elokim B'Ezra Oimer, who Ezra Alay B'Bavil. The same way that Moshe Rabbeinu went into Har Sinai, there is a parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu going to Har Sinai and Ezra going to from Babylonia to Eretz Yisrael. Mali Amur Kan Torah, Afali Amur Lalon Torah. B'Moshe Oimer, V'Oisitiv Hashem L'Lamed Etchem Chukim U'Mishpatim. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to teach Torah. V'Ezra Oimer, Ki Ezra Echin Levovel Lidros Yetoira Hashem V'Lasus Lamed B'Yisrael Choyko Mishpat. So clearly, the Torah was supposed to be given Al Yodai. But what can he do? He came a few generations too late. Moshe Rabbeinu already gave the Torah. Continues the Gemara. V'Afal Pishlo Nitna Torah Al Yodai. Even though he didn't give the Torah, Nishtan al Yodei Aksav, he gave the Torah to a different Ksav. He changed the calligraphy of Torah. Shenemar Ktav Anishtevenan. It's called Ksav that was changed. Okay? Now just skip two lines. In the next line below, Lama Nikra Ashuris. So why is it called Ksav Ashuris? She'olo Yimoyim Me'ashur. Because it's an Assyrian Ksav. So imagine, Ksav Ashuris. The original Ksav is Ksav Libuno. Ezra, there was a new Nesina Satera in Ksav Ashuris. Now you have to understand, what does that mean? First of all, what's the need and the purpose of changing it to Ksav Ashuris? It could be as a more beautiful kind of a ksav. But that's a different nisinas atoira. It's a different nisinas atoira. The Torah is a different Torah than it was given to Moshe.
When they refer to Lashon HaKodesh, well, what is it then?
It's in Hebrew. It's written in Hebrew. Just the letters are different letters. I mean, the Aleph, Beis, Gimel is the same. The same pronunciation, but it's different. They look different. If you look at the old coins, the old coinage, it's all in Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ivri is the original Ksav, the Gemara is telling you. We're going to soon see. We're going to see because this is so important. And the Chidush of Ezra was that he was supposed to be Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does he do? He gives the same Torah with a different Ksav, the same language with different Ksav. I told you originally he wanted to give in Aramaic, that the Torah should be given in Aramaic. Klal Yisrael didn't take in Aramaic, they took it in Lashon HaKodesh, but Ksav Ashuri. Now this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Tanya Rabbi Yoimir bitchila bichsav zet nitna Torah l'Yisrael. Rabbi says, no, the Torah was given in Ksav Ashuris. Kiven shechotu, when they did the Chet Egel, nepach lehem leoroyetz. This Ksav was hidden away from them. Kiven shechozru bohem echziru lehem. When they made shuv and they came back from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them back. Shenemar, shuvu lebitzoren aseri atikva, gam hayon magni mishni ashev lecho. I'm giving you back what was yours. So if that's the case, why is it called Ashuris? Lama nikra shma Ashuris? Shemusheret bichtav. That is the one who is the strongest, the most beautiful kind of writing. Okay? That's the second Tana. Rabbi Shimon Lozer Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Lozer Ben Parta, Sheomar, Mishum Rabbi Lozer, Amudoi, Ksav Zelo, Nishtan Nekol Ikar. His shita is that was always Ksav Ashuri. Sheneemar, Vove Hamudim, Hamudim Lo Nishtanu, Vove Lo Nishtanu. Ve'oimer Leyudim, Kichsovam Vichlshoinam. It was sent in Bovel, on the war, to the Jews in their writing and their language. Malishoinam Lo Nishtanu. Clearly the language was never changed. Af Ksovam Lo Nishtanu. The same way, their ksav was not nishtane. Now, what does that mean? Huh? Not only that, he's Assyrian. He didn't copy, he got it from the Assyrians. Huh? For sure, he saw there was ksav ivri. Now we're going to see the Radvaz. I'm going to show you the Radvaz and the Ritva. There was a foundational ideas that we have. Ubadaknu bichtav ivri nimtza hayom be'adakusim. He says, we saw the Samaritan Sefer Torah, shekos of Sefer Torah Shalem, because the problem is, the Gemara says in Megillah, that the Mem and the Samech of the Luchos, b'nesa yomdi, because the Mem and the Samech are round letters, so the inside was hanging on air. One second, the Torah was given by Ksav Ivri. In Ksav Ivri, the Mem is a wave. So it's not Bechsav. You know what letter is Benesa Yahuimet? The Rushalmi indeed says, if the Torah, if the Luchos were given in Ksav Ivri, what letter is the only letter that's a full circle? Huh? The Ayin. Because the Ayin is like an eye. So it says, I told you it's very easy. Ksav Ivri is very easy. 99% is like what it says. Ayin is an Ayin. So the Ayin is Oimet Benes. But if you hold it was given by Ksav Ivri, how can you have the Samech and the Mem? Velo nimtza shemem v'samech tzrichim lamud benes. He says, I never saw they have to stay benes. Velo b'shum zulat ha'ayin. She'i k'mo mishulash satum. Because the Ayin is like a triangle, like an eye. Veleka lemem shakos v'ivri nishtane. Don't tell me that perhaps Ksav Ivri was nishtane. Maybe the Ksav Ivri of the Luchos was mem v'samech. First of all, don't make it up. The kusim are very, 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 what you call it? They're very conservative. They don't change. So their ksav, if the ayin, they didn't change it. There's no reason why they should change the ksav. The kusim, the Samaritans, are very happy where they are, right? And they where did they go? They can't bear the soul. They were always next to, they were in Hargrizim, and they will be always in Hargrizim. What do they care? So the Radva says, also them coins. Look at the coinage. וכסובם כסביברי, all the coinage, as you know, as in כסביברי, והוא אשר לקוטים בלי שינוי, איזה זה כלי, the Samaritan כסב. ואם כן, קשה, דרב חיסדה, רב חיסדה, so how can רב חיסדה say, דמם וסמך בנס היועים דים, ואויד קושה. I skipped a few things because there was a, it's a long תשובה. שערי סוידס גדורס מקובולס איש מפיש בציורסיוס. The Oisius, כסב אשורי, Michael knows, there are so many Kabbalistic ideas in the כסב אשוריס. ובציור השם מוצלים בהם הורים גדולים וחומר ספורים רבים. People, how many drushes were made in כסב אשורי? מכמה שון ויצורים כולם מביוסיוס אשורי, זה לא בעבריוס. Meaning, nobody even knows, did you ever see any drusha done on כסב עברי? All the drushes are in כסב אשוריס. Right? Meaning the reed, the machloikes, all the Kabbalistic ideas. If it's Ksav Ashur, that Ezra made up and he copied it from the Assyrians, how does that make sense? We are going to see, this is the Radvaz. Radvaz will explain that. This Radvaz, because this will explain so many things. Why this is, I'm telling you, the Gemara just told you that the fact that Ezra changed the Ksav is considered in Chazal as a new Nesinas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah in one way, there was a second Nesinas HaTorah. Because the big question is, what did Ezra do to the Sefer Torah? We all know that the canonization of the scriptures of Tanakh was done by Anshei Knesset HaGdol, we saw last week. The question is, Ezra is the one who established, I just told you, Sefer Torah. He did the Pisuk Teomim. Question is, how far, what did he do with the Sefer Torah? One thing, because Chazal said Ezra's bringing of the Sefer Torah is a second Nesinas HaTorah. He is equivalent to Moshe Rabbeinu.
But wasn't it like that the people were ignorant? They had lost it all.
Yes.
And he was now bringing something brand new to...
Absolutely, but he did a change. He changed the Ksav.
Yes.
So it's not that he brought it and he said, okay, let me just... And we'll see what the significance is. But the question is, huh?
The Kri and the
Ksiv, we are going to see because Chazal say in the Gemara in the Dor, is Allah Meshev Sinai. Now, there is a Radak. We are going to see because there are a lot of, I'm going to show you, there are a lot of, because this idea of Ezra is so important. There is a very controversial Radak. The Radak will say, and we'll see next week, I was thinking about bringing it or not, but if you, once you mentioned it, he gave me the permission to do it, that when he was putting the Sefer Torah together, he had a Sofek, because there were different versions. So he did the Kri and the Ksiv. One way read, one this way, is a Pshara. Ah, the Gemara says Kri and Ksiv is Aloch L'Meshev Sinai. Probably what it means to say, the concept of the ability to do the Sefer Torah in this dual format is Aloch L'Meshev Sinai. Aloch L'Meshev Sinai is that if you have a Sofek, you do that. The Maral, as Michael knows, screams at this, and he says, well, you tell me it's a Sofek? But that's how the Radak learns. Yes. Yeah, but it's not a question, but that's the Sofek. And how did the Sofek come about? You're going to see. Listen, this is foundational. That's why I decided to focus on the Ezra's activities. And then we're going to see Shimon HaTzadik and the Soifrim activities. You see how Chazal understand there was a humongous change. Ezra is a foundational change in the Jewish people, right? So he asked the question, how is it possible? You're telling me that the Ksav Ashur is the Assyrian Ksav? והנה בספר הבהיר, לבדוחות נמכן, יש כמה סוידס בצורה היסטורית, ספר הבהיר. ספר הבהיר is all based on Kabbalah, it's all based on the errors of the Oisius. וכן בספר הזוהל הרשבי, וכן בספר אלקנה, ורבים כאלה. ודורך הגודל, לא אומר שכל זה כנגד ספור, אז רבי יוסי דיני כימו. You can't say that רבי יוסי, the whole that this is the Assyrian Ksav, doesn't agree with all of this. So all Kabbalistic ideas is the aloch of Rabbi or the dude on Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi aloch is him because aloch is Rabbi Yossi's nimuko imoi. So Rabbi Yossi, the aloch is like him. And Rabbi Yossi holds that Ezra changed the Ksav based on the Assyrian Ksav. Or Shinema Shekoel HaSoyed 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 ומהם נראה שנושא התורה מתחילה בישראל של הסוד הזה לתולים בציור, I mean, it makes sense that the Torah originally should be given to such a ksav. סויב דובר אין דעתי מקבל וסובל שישומתנו אמוירה סובל שזה הכסב אשור נסחדש לגמרי מעזרה. You cannot say that Ezra just made this thing up. אלא כך הם הצעוסים של הדבורים. Says that advice, that's how we explain you. כי הסרס הדיברס הכסוב במלוך הזה כל ימר בכסב אשוריס. The הסרס הדיברס, the לוחס, were written כסב אשוריס. ובזה אין חולה כלל. On this, there's no argument. On the לוחס. והיינו, the mem וסמך שבלוחס בנס היומים. That's why the mem and the סמך of the לוחס בנס היומים. We know why? Because the לוחס were written כסב אשורי, not in כסב עברי. וזה הכסב לא יומכיר עם בוי. But nobody understood Ksav Ashuris, Ela Malachi Ashores. Only angels was the angelic Ksav. Ubizman shekibel Moshe ben Dator Alucho is Lamdu Oisya the Tziur v'Sodoisam. So they were taught, because the truth is, Ksav Ashuris is very different. It's a Ksav, is a writing. The writing before, if you look at the hieroglyphs, right, of the Egyptians, the writing of the Egyptians. Hieroglyphics. The hieroglyphics of the Egyptians is also very pictographic, is also pictures of people, etc. That was the original idea. What?
It's much more specific.
It's much more specific pictographic. So Ksav Ivri is a natural evolution of such a Ksav. Ksav Ashuri is a very different, is calligraphy on its own. Is a writing on its own, is letters on their own to create words which are very much more abstract.
Did they write words?
They wrote words, but they were. But the letters themselves were not abstract, right? The bais was a little house. The ayin was a little high, meaning you didn't have to think about it. It was very, in other words, for sure they were giving abstract ideas, but the letters themselves were very, very real and very, very visual, very visual language. But he says like this. ולמדו, וציורים וסודו יסו, מיד נוסר להם את הלוחס בסוח האורין, and the לוחס were put in the אורין, ולא יוצאו משם, ונגנס בירמיהו, they were נגנס. הנובי, ולא ראו איסם עודם, so nobody saw the כסב אשוריס. ואפילו תם אשר ראו איסם, איני ודבדי סו כסב אשוריס, בזמן מתנדור לא יכולים להסתכל בהם. They were not able to be able to gaze onto them. They just looked at it. כי המכתב, מכתב אלוהי, כשאפילו בפני מושה לא יכולים להסתכל. דיכונסים מושה רבינו, פשוט דיכונסים את הכסב. ויש לו שמושה רבינו מוסר ליחידי הדור, בין מושה רבינו תות כסב אשוריס ליחידי הדור, כגון ארון ולוזו ובצל, צורס או איסס או ציורם, ומרוב קדוש עשה כסב לא ניתן רשוס למושה כזה קוסם בי ספרי תוירס. מושה רבינו ראות את ספר תוירה, אז הוא עושה נשית עשה רמב״ם, that there were 12 ספרי תוירס with the different שבותים. Right, and there was a 13th Sefer Torah put where? In the Oren. So those Sefer Torahs were written in Ksav Ivri. Shichtu b'Ksav Ashuri, v'nit alem b'Ksav Ivri. So he gave them in something that they could read. It's a usable Ksav. Ksav Ashuri, which has this inherent holiness, was kept in the Oren. Shem Mishtam Shibo v'Shem V'Ivri, it's called Ksav Ivri because the tradition is the Shem V'Ivri in the Yeshiva, that's the Ksav they used. ונמשוכם אחרים, בזמן שבמלאך, בימי דניאל, so the מלאך comes in top of דניאל, לכתוב כסב בכתב שהיה מכיר, so when he writes on the wall, right, the writing on the wall, so he writes it in the language that the angels know. And the כסב that the angels know is כסב אשורי, שהוא אשורי, ודניאל שביקובל, so it's the כסב, איקר בו מיד, and דניאל, who heard it, that there is such a thing as the כסב, understood it. Ve'omar ksova ekla lebalko pshor adoni. That's why he tells the king, I'm going to give you the translation. So shitas haradvaz. We'll soon see that Ritvoy Megillah said the same idea. That ksav ashuri was there. The idea was that this ksav ashuri, in some ways, went to the Assyrians. And Ezra, when he came back, he rescued the ksav that once upon a time was not to be used by people. He actually released it, and that's a second step. Now the question is, what's the significance of such a thing? So look at the Ritvo in Megillah. We'll skip, or in the beginning is saying exactly the same thing as the Radvaz. Now there is 8 lines from the top. It starts the word Vafalpiki mitoch tuma tukuksa zakav hau boisa nayom loy koisvi moisa filu bisform shakoisa vamelech or kol echad veechad lasmoi. That ksav was not used, ksav ashuri. Eloy koisvi moisa biksav ivri. All the Sefer Torahs and everything else is ksav ivri. Vezeo kishi nigna zorum shoch lois mansepach. That's why mansepach. The Gemara says mansepach, they forgot. Why did they forget? Because mansepach only makes a difference in ksav ashuri. And they were not familiar with ksav ashuri. וכשגולו לאושור, now, when they went to Ashur, ויודו בני אושור, כסף זה נטלו להם, so it's possible that Ashur actually took the כסף from the Jews, או שהיה אצלם קודם להם, or could be that the Assyrians had this כסף from before. But we believe that this כסף really belongs to us, not belongs to us, it was something holy that got into them. For some reason they were able to get the Ksav and they substituted the Assyrians. So the belief was that the Ksav, the Assyrian Ksav, is really ours. That the same way we went into Galus, the Ksav of the Sefer Torah went into Galus also. But so when we went to Assyrians and we were captured by them, we got used to the Ksav Ashuri. So now that was a way to realize that now Ksav Ashuri relates to us. That's why it's called the Ksav from Ashur, is the Assyrian Ksav.
Do we know if other countries use the Assyrian Ksav the way we know that other countries use Paleo Hebrew?
The Paleo Hebrew they for sure use. Right, I'm not
that's
sure.
They for sure use Phoenicia and Edomo. They all use Paleo Hebrew.
Paleo Hebrew is a calligraphy that's very easy for people to do it. You realize that here one of the reasons that are called Soferim is because you really actually the scribe to write Ksav Ashuri. So now you have that from then on it's called the Seferim.
Did Assyrians use Ksav Ashur?
They use Ksav Ashuri. According to Chazal, that's how they said the Ksav Ashuri, the same way Klal Yisrael went to Golos, Ksav of the Sefer Torah went to Golos. And we believe they rescued it back. This is the Ksav of the Golos. The same way we lived in Golos, the Ksav lived in Golos, and Ezra incorporated the Ksav into the Sefer Torah. The question is, what is the significance of doing that? First of all, now you have scribes. Now you could not copy the Sefer Torah yourself, because you had to know how to write Ksav Ashuri. If you ever see Ksav Hebrew, it's extremely easy to copy and to do it. That's everybody did for themselves. That's why this is the generation of the Soferim. This is Ezra HaSoifer. That's why it's called Ezra HaSoifer. That's the beginning of the Soifer. Ubi me'ezra nitalem lichto sefer tur shachsum kidagina mitichsi v'chstav adish tevenan. Okay? Now, he was going to explain, take a look, it says, v'rebi haya oimer, rebi argi, shim oilam lo nishtanu v'chsav ne nitna tura l'Israel. This is the ksav that the Torah originally was given. Gam b'sifre ha-koyj, not only in the luchuis, in the original sifre Torah also. That's the machlokes between them. V'lam edikra shmo ashur ishimu shabichsovi. L'kem b'chad kor ashur loshon ha-koydesh. V'yavadi kul am loshon ha-koydesh eino shel b'nei Ashur. Clearly, Hebrew is not b'nei Ashur. The Amrin b'Yerushalmi Ashur l'Ashur loshon elam. Ashur didn't have an original language. So the language is their language. But the ksav, the calligraphy, the letterings is ours. Yesh lahem. Kolav ksav yesh lahem. Okay? ולפי זה, just the line before the last, ולפי זה, אין במה ששינה איזה את הכסב לכתוב התוירה בכסב הקודש שום חידוש של התוירה של הכסב הזה כבר היה ידוע וניתן להם בלוחס הבריס. So this is the כסב of לוחס הבריס, according to כולי אלמה. The question is, was it done on the ספרי תוירה or not? And that's the מחלוקת between the different תנאים and המוראים. Now, what's the significance of such a thing? Clearly, the significance is that now you have a control, that not everybody can write. You need licensed people to write it. So that's something of a natural thing that we'll soon see. Why is that also necessary? But also, this allows people to darshan. The difference between this ksav becomes, this is the holy ksav, the ksav of Malachi Ashores. So this is a ksav that you could actually darshan. You realize that there were no droshas done when Rabbi Akiva darshan on Kisram Shel Oisius. He darshan in the crown of the Oisius. The only language, the only ksav that has Kisram Shel Oisius is only Ksav Ashuri. That's why it's the Meushar, is the happier and the most established of the Ksav, because it's deep. There is depth to it. You could actually darshan from the letters. I told you how many books are written on Ksav Ashuri. Ksav Ivri is nothing. Ksav Ivri is just a picture. So this is the ability to actually darshan. So that's why Soifri becomes such an idea and an important thing. Now, so this Ksav Ashuri does two things. It creates depth to allow people to darshan, to meditate upon the letters, to think about the letters. All the Kabbalistic ideas come from the letters, which Ksav Ivri was not possible. Right? Ksav Ivri, there is nothing. That's what he said. Chudi ben Akana, all of them is not. Why? Because it was it's a pictograph. It is what it is. It's a picture. There's nothing. If you ever read the Pei, the Moshel, right? If you look at the Pei has, if you look at the letter, you see that the Pei is in Hebrew, and in the white, there is a base inside. So there is a lot of ideas that only in Ksav Ivri, you look at the Shin and the Tzadik, which is a Vov and a Zayin, is combination of letters. So there is a lot to darshan. There is a lot to it. And this is the beginning, the ability to darshan from the Oisius. So that's the Ksav, because now the Sefer Torah becomes the platform. It becomes the bridge to darshan Torah Shebal Peh. Vesum Sechel. Vesum Sechel is only possible Ksav Ashuris. And in some ways, and that's what Tzodek would say, we lost prophecy, but we gained so much more in some ways. Because now we are able to not be passive to receive prophecy, but to draw prophecy ourselves through the concept of drosha, the sum sechel. And that's the idea of the Soifrim. The Soifrim is the idea that they gave value to the letters. That's why the Gemara in Kiddushin says, who are the Soifrim? Because the Soifer, they counted the letters of the Sefer Torah. The letters became something valuable. It becomes the idea of darshaning Ksav. So the more Ksav you make, the more you could darshan. That is Ksav Ashuri. That's the change that Ezra established.
It works out that the Sarah, in terms of what happened before the darshaning and so forth.
We are going to talk about this because clearly there were droshas before. But the droshas before, as we're going to see by the Tzodek, they were few and far between that the Sanhedrin did. That was not the work of the people. The work of the people, they meditated, they were semi-prophets. The yeshivas were called Bnei Hanivim. The yeshivas were meditative yeshivas that people go ahead and try to achieve some kind of prophecy. Prophecy was the lingua franca. For us, and for a person like me, it's extremely difficult to relate to that. But Ezra HaSofer is the one who comes from the Golos and he realizes that this is a new world. Then Chazal points us at the story of Esther. The story of Esther is Kimu veKiblu. Chazal learns Kiblu Ma SheKiblu Kvar, the Torah Shebal Peh, at least according to the Medrash Tanhuma, before it was forced upon them, but they didn't take it voluntarily. And the voluntary acceptance of Torah Shebal Peh was specifically by the time of Mordechai and Esther. Now, why by Mordechai and Esther? Because before, they were always waiting for miracles to happen. What is the story of Mordechai and Esther? They didn't wait for miracles to happen. They took action, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu vested through them. So they realized that now the approach is different. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes towards them, it's that they're able to rise towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the axial age. And Chazal see that this is a new relationship. That's the relationship of Torah Shebal Peh. So the reason why they were mekabel Torah Shebal Peh, specifically in the time of Purim, is because this is the attitude of Purim. The attitude of Purim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not there. You draw the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take attitude, you take initiative, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Siyata Dishmaya in what we do. We have the letters and we darshan the letters. This is what it does. Look at the Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis. Kishaya lifnei Moshe chi lichtov atoira bisforim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote several sforim. Vechosev yud gimel sofer toira gvilim. He wrote 13 sifrei toira which he gave to the Shvatim. Shitas Rambam is that all the Sefer Torahs were the same, but they were according machloikis. That's machloikis Tanoim, wording Ksav Ivri or wording Ksav Ashuri. Kula mi basis ad lamelini kolisor. Shitas Rambam is that they were exactly the same Sefer Torah to all the Shvatim. Okay, v'noson sefer shefet v'tever la'idag bo lech b'chukav. V'asefer yud gimel, noson la'levim, v'om la'kech, the sefer hazeh, take the sefer Torah and put it in the Ora Kodesh. That's Shita Sarambam. Shita Sarambam is a Torah zot lo tishtane. This was the same Torah to all the Shvatim. There is something called the Immaculate Text. That is Shita Sarambam. Do the other Rishonim argue? And that's the question. If though the Sefer Torah, the Radak says that what Ezra did was to create a master Sefer Torah, and what he did is the different versions, he actually had to decide among the different versions. But you realize that Ezra is the same as Moshe, Chazal said, because changing the Ksav, it changed the nature of the Sefer, because now the Sefer is not telling you what to do, the Sefer is giving you room to actually darshan, because it gives you letters which are the bridge to something bigger. That's how the idea of Ezra coming in the beginning.
So when Ezra is comparing Sifrei Torah, the best available, and trying to establish the correct version, that's a long time after Moshe. Most of the roles.
That's not Shita Sarambam. I told you, Shita Sarambam is the Immaculate Text. Shita Sarambam holds not like the Radak. I told you, this is an important thing to understand, that today the world takes Shita Sarambam literally. That Shita Sarambam, like he says, there were 13 Sifrei Torah, and they were exactly Mibreishis ad Leini Kol Yisrael.
So the Rambam will hold that Ezra was completely successful, but still what he was doing was...
What Ezra did, according to him, according to Shita Sarambam, is that he changed the Ksav. And what he did was he gave the Targum the interpretation, he combined the interpretation, and he told you a form how to read it. He divided Pisuk Teomim. So the Sefer was the same Sefer Torah. So the work of the Sefer, because the question is, how do you define Ezra HaSofer? So the Sefer is, because the Poshut Pshat is, because the establishment of a job called a Sefer, a scribe, is only Beksav Ashuri. Not only that, he gave value to the letters. He counted the letters. The letters are something important. They're not just conveying an idea. They become like a bridge for interpretation. And he combined interpretation to it. Now the question is, maybe, perhaps, with the other Rishonim, the work of Ezra was bigger. I told you the Radak. It's aloha lemoishe misina. Again, we will take a look at Emet Shem in 2 weeks. I wasn't sure if we're going to go. We're going to see the Gemara in the Dorim, because the Gemara in the Dorim talks about it. And we're going to see maybe perhaps the Radak. The Radak is very controversial. The morale, and people go crazy, because it says that Ezra did more than that. That the editing of the Sefer Torah, the canonization of the Tanakh, clearly the Gross says, was done by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The Chumash, what was the work that Ezra did in the Chumash when he comes back to Bavel? Because you realize the Sefer Torah, in the times of Yeshio, they didn't even know, they never heard about the Sefer Dvorim. I mean, for them, they were surprised. By the way, when he reads, if you want to see what Ezra, I didn't read to you the end of the Sefer, so he reads in the Sefer and explains to them, you know what happens to them? They go into panic because they never heard about it. So you look at the next psukim, if you go back. Vayomer Nechemiah, Hamevinim Esam, Lechol Ham, they taught them, Hayom Kodoshul Hashem Elokeichem, Al Tisa Ablu Val Tivku, do not be afraid and do not cry. Ki kol, ki boichim kolam, ki shomim divrei Torah. When they hear the Torah, they start crying. They never heard this. Right? That's Rosh Hashanah. And that's the thing, we're going to Ichlu Mashmani Mishusu Mamtakim. Don't worry about Rosh Hashanah, you're starting a new year, you're just like, we're shocked with this. Ichlu Mashmani Mishusu Mamtakim, Ki Kodoshom Ladoneinu, Al Teatzvu, Ki Chedvat Hashem, Aruzchem, HaKudosh Bochus, Simcha, it's your power. So you realize that this is an amazing moment. This is the moment of Ezra. Now, question is, how far does Ezra go? This is Lichoira, machloekis harishonim. What we always think is like aloha lemoishe misinai, perhaps it's machloekis harishonim. I thought the Rambam holds that, I thought Rambam holds the Sefer Torah, Ezra changed the Ksav. Ezra brought and combined interpretation. He made the Torah available to people. That's why now you have Kriyas HaTorah. He made 10 psukim. Once upon a time, they read one pasuk, 3 psukim, the Gemara says, only because the Torah was like some kind of a magic idea. He changes it that people should understand the Torah, that people should relate to it, people should darshan. That's why Ksav Ashuri is so important, because of Ksav Ashuri is a something. No. But darshan, I think there makes a big difference. When you write Ksav Ashuri, right, when you do the Soifrim, you give value to words because you realize that Ksav Ivri, that was a Ksav that was used on anything, it doesn't give you value to the words because one of the, I'm going to give you, again, one of the famous people, I won't mention his name, goes and says the there are several bases for droshas. In other words, the concept of a drosha has to be based upon some fundamental assumptions. He calls it the 4 assumptions, and always I call the 5 assumptions. I think he made a mistake, this person who wrote the book, a famous book, very controversial book, but he called the 4 rabbinical assumptions for droshas. And I told you he made a mistake because I think it's 5 assumptions. But one of the assumptions is called omnisignificance, that every word is counted, every word is important. You give chashivos to the words, that there's nothing extra. And if there's anything extra, it's room and is a calling for a drosha. An extra base, an extra vav, extra spaces. If it, this was written like every ksav, this was like there were hundreds of letters, who darshan's letters. But once you change the ksav, and the ksav was this different thing altogether, this magical idea, and you realize that this is a leap. It's a great leap from ksav ivri, because ksav ivri is very visual, is very basic, is like the hieroglyphics. I mean, it's like it's drawings. It's not a ksav.
And not because the picture, it's
Sunday. But it's used on everything. It was used on coins, it was used on stores. It doesn't make it special. Here, by changing it, you're creating something that allows you. I told you, you start darshing the letters. Eventually, we darshan the letters. I told Sefer HaKone is all based on the letters. But I think that the idea of turning this into a special ksav, soifrim, because now also not every person could write. You needed special scribes to write it.
I think in ancient scrolls, they didn't separate between words. It's just letters.
Just letters together, absolutely. There's no separation. Ksav Ivri, there's no separation.
Sounds like Ezra gave punctuation.
For sure, he gave punctuation also.
You can read something without punctuations. You can put different punctuations and it changes the whole thing.
For sure. And it's also before it was ritualistic. They didn't read it. They read it as if it was words put together. But there was no, here Ezra gave the understanding, the interpretation.
And now all that computer stuff validates. They play with the letters and they put it through programs and they show that all each letter has certain
things. The patterns, there is patterns of the letters, but today the letters, clearly when Kabbalistic ideas came into place, the letters play a huge role. Meaning Rabbi Akiva, Michael, when he did darshas, what was the chidush of the Kabbalah of Rabbi Akiva? That he darshed, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kosher ksorim laoisius, and that's only Ksav Ashuri. So that idea of Kabbalistic ideas could be only Ksav Ashuri. No, yes, he creates something called, we're going to see, the idea of darshaning. The idea of darshaning, sum sechel, he created. This is Ezra, once upon a time there were droshas, and the droshas were few far between by the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin needed a psak, they passed in a drosha. You'll see that he becomes the establishment of droshas. that now you darshan, you understand. In other words, Torah Shebal Peh becomes part of Torah Shebichsav, that you darshan. And there are four basic assumptions. What are the four basic assumptions? That L'chaira, he's doing here something that is so revolutionary. You could take the Torah and you get the message, speak to graph, it's like everything else. He's doing something that's totally different. What are the basic assumptions that he does? One of them is omnisignificance. There's nothing extra. Number two, that the Torah is teaching you lessons in every single thing. The stories are teaching you lessons or lessons which are supposed to be taken. That the Torah doesn't have a mistake. That there is no mistake. And everything is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu and holy. And this is Divrei Elohim Chaim. But there is a fifth assumption. Because by Ezra, you have an assumption that's going to come up. Because if this is the case, not the pictographs, you know what the assumption is? I told you the assumption on significance, but most important, there is an interpretation that the Sefer Torah alone doesn't do it. It's missing. It's incomplete. Without the drushas, it's incomplete. That's why you have so many psukim that actually tell you the opposite of what the tradition is. Minakvosim u'minayizim by Korban Pesach, even though they can be minakvosim u'minayizim, because I'll say there has to be Korban Chagiga. So many times the psukim tell you one idea, and the droshas tell you there's something totally different. So the idea is that the Torah was given in something called an incomplete form, and only interpretation can rescue the text to something else. This. Yeah, but sometimes the Torah, exactly right, but sometimes the Torah does the opposite. Sometimes the Torah tells you X, explicitly X, and the Drosh will tell you that's not X, it's Y. Right, the Torah Shebal Peh is telling you that the Torah was giving you in a way that in some ways could be actually misleading. Ein tachasayin. And so on and so on. These are the assumptions of Torah Shebal Peh of interpretation. And this is what Ezra HaSofer does. That's why it's called the Sofering. Now, I think also there's one idea that Michael, that we ask why Ksav Ashur and Ksav Ivri? Because of Ksav Ivri, everybody could write. So technically, you could assume that people are not going to be careful. And there are so many versions and so many mistakes. You lose control. How can you darshan extra words or extra letters if anybody can write a Sefer Torah? Once you turn to Ksav Ashuri, which you need Sofrim. So now he establishes the concept. You see, the Gemara says that he established in a profession. He created a new profession called the scribe. The scribe had to be able to read and to write the special Ksav. So he creates something called the control on the Sefer Torah that from then on, lo tishtane.
Some people to look at the later Sefer Tanakh as interpreted of earlier. So the idea of drushas starting with Ezra.
But the drushas of Ezra is that this
is a gloss on some on Yetzias Mitzrayim story.
What's the difference, Shimon? Is because up to then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, the Novi was passive and is telling you that he is getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu some kind of illumination, that's an interpretation. The interpretive form was there, but it was God interpreting his own words. But that humans should be able to interpret God's words and in some ways change God's words, right? You realize that the Sefer Torah says X, Y, and Z, and with your drosha, you change to A, B, and C. This is Ezra. But before that, you didn't have. Clearly, the Sanhedrin did that. But the people out there learning who do that?
That depends on your explanation of the drasha being, is that halacha which is Sinai? Is it?
We are going to see the creative drashas. We're going to see that this evolved over time. Next week, we're going to see how Rav Shira Goen explains what Ezra did in the code. Those are the proto drashas. But clearly, and I want to see just for 2 minutes, the next one. You'll see that, Shimon. This is human intervention. For sure, Shimon is right. The Navi is an interpretation, but it's God's interpretation of his own. You know what the corollary of this is? That now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create mitzvahs only. we create mitzvahs. And this is the chidush of Nehemiah, says the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the Firush in Masechta Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan, second line. Barishone Yom Shlosha Kilim Tol Mishabbos. In the beginning, they were very, very machmir. They were very stringent, and they said the only three things you could carry, you could touch on Shabbos: Mikzor Shalvela, special knife to cut figs, Vezuam Listro Shelkdera, Vesakin Tan Shagrebia Shulchan. Very few utensils you could use on Shabbos. Hetiru Vechozo Vetir, and then they became less stringent, became more lenient to allow people to say at Shomru, until finally they came out with the rule kol hakelim nitolim b'Shabbos, that everything you could actually touch on Shabbos. They were the ones who did mukzeh. Now look at the end, the last two lines. Omar b'Chanina b'Imei Nehemiah ben Chachalaya nishne mishnah. This idea, this mishnah, that they prohibited touching anything is Nehemiah ben Chachalaya. Dichsi b'Yom Memar Eiti b'Yuda Dorchim Gitot b'Shabbat. I saw that on Shabbos, people go ahead and do all kinds of work. I mean, Dorchim Gito is b'Shabbos. They would go ahead and create. They made special cakes of figs. And they would go ahead and do work on Shabbos. So they went, and Nehemiah and Nechalaya did asu siyag la-Torah, that he does the first gzeres. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an isur, and the humans also add to it their own isur. So this idea of humans becoming a partner in the droshes, they become a partner in creating isurim, that's Nehemiah. That was a psak of the Beis Din HaGadol. But all the gzeres, the idea is to create all kinds of fences around the Torah. This is Ezra and Nehemiah. And Rav Tzodok will explain, look at the Takanos HaShovi, v'Nehemiah yarishon lechadesh gzeres v'siyogot chadosh b'Yisrael. He was the first person to create a whole set of ruling of gzeres that become so popular afterwards, because the idea was HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Isurim, and the Beis Din in some way interprets the Isurim, or in some ways they create if there is a need. But to create Gdorim and Siyogos, to go ahead and to move the fence out, that's Ezra ben Nehemiah. V'ukifi aniruya maschil bazeh, says Reb Tzodek from the Psukim is mashma, that this is the contribution of Ezra ben Nehemiah. The ones who add this dimension, the humans become a partner in creating the religion. And that's they say beferush. He did not only gzeres, he did gzeres for that time. If it was necessary for that time to do something, that's what they did. Look at it. When they did the gzer of mukze, it was something that was very, very fluid. They first assert everything, they changed, they made the idea of the humans have to make Torah available and Torah ready for the times. They did what was necessary for the generation. They made the Torah. They said the Torah is something, the Matan Torah is something that goes and evolves over time, and humans are supposed to be partners on it. And therefore they reenacted Kabbalah Satoira. Kakosu Sifra, like Sefer Nehemiah says that they reenacted Kabbalah Satoira. He learned from David HaMelech. Okay? So comes out that this is the chidush of Ezra and Nehemiah. That they come to add the human dimension, becomes a partner, the human becomes a partner in Torah, and Matan Torah is something which is evolving, constant, is not something that was in the past. That evolvement, that evolution of Torah, is the evolution of Siyogim, is the evolution of Gdorim, the evolution of Droshes, is the evolution of Seferim. And this is what it does. And in Mr. Hashem, we're going to see that this was learned from Chanukah. Chazal vests this idea in the story of the Nes Esther. The Nes Esther becomes a prototype of the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do for us. We have to take the initiative and do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Siyata and Shemaya to make it happen. Have a great night.